We have a Bill Parks. You may not know him. His father's been on our camp meeting committee at Bristol, Oklahoma, for a number of years.
Yes, sir.
And he is a young man. You may know Bill. He's a young preacher. And we didn't know anything's wrong with him down there. He's been in charge of our dorms every year with another young man for a few years. And he's called in home since I've been up here. There's been some news up here, Ralph, but Bill called my wife. And that's the way it happens down there. And they want to talk to Brother Moore, the old Rusty, raised on East G Street in Oklahoma City. I didn't inherit religion. Mom and Daddy didn't have it. I wish they had. But I'm nothing. That's what I'm trying to say to you. But they call because they think that maybe I could touch the Lord for him. He's a young man. He's going to, I guess, to Mayo Clinic. And they say he's got, I don't know nothing about the human heart, Harlan, but he's got one too many of something in there. And it's liable to kill him, and they're going to try to take it out. I'm going to ask you to pray in a minute with me for these people. Pauline Edwards broke her arm down home. And I'll tell you what, she's one of them kind of people. It's just strange. You don't hear of them hardly left in the world. But she wouldn't even have nothing done. She just said she's going to trust the Lord to heal her. Of course, she's been told by doctors years ago in a bad car wreck she'd never walk again. She sought God and walked out of it. Been walking ever since. She come to your camp meeting with a bad knee after that, tore her knee up, hobbled up here, and God healed that woman. She's wanting healing again. Asa Groves, his father was in the 1944 or 5 Geographic magazine. Asa Groves' father was back in Missouri. Geographic made a survey of Pentecostal people, and he was in it. And I've seen his picture in there in his overhauls, having meetings outside, nothing over them, and they cooked the meals outside on an old wood stove. Asa Groves is his son. Ace is the one that had a heart attack a while back. He's about 75 now, something like that, and had a heart attack 3 or 4 years ago, and they called down home and said, Ace has had a bad heart attack. Well, we went to prayer, and the Lord set him on a healing. They don't take long. If the Lord tells you, he'll do it. If the Lord tells you, he'll do it. Lots of time when I pray for people, if I feel the Lord has told me he's moved, I just quit. I don't care if the rest prays for an hour. But if I feel I've got to witness it, God has answered and heard, I quit. I don't just pray alone to satisfy other people. I feel like that's not doing the Lord right. If he answers me and lets me know it's answered, I don't ask him for it anymore. Ain't no use, see? I mean, but Ace got healed. We prayed at home. 15 minutes, called back, says healed by the power of God. But the ambulance, he called it. I guess that may be the way it is, ambulance. He said the ambulance drove up the yard, and I never had got to ride in one, and I thought it's a shame not to ride in it since it's here. And said I got in it. And they loaded me up and hauled me to the hospital, and he shouted all the way to the hospital. And they said, Mr. Groves, calm down, said you got a bad heart. It's actually liable to kill yourself. Well, I said, I don't think so. And he had shouted, and he got him out and unloaded him and hauled him in. The doctor checked him out and said, you got a heart like a 16-year-old. Go back home. Well, he's got old Arthur's come to him now, Arthur Ritus. I just preached for him down there in Missouri the other day, and he is feeling good, but that thing's hit him. If you will right now, for these requests, they're counting on us to help them. Us raise a hand and pray, Lord. This boy up here wants to pray for him. He's got some kind of trouble. And us all do together and pray for him. Come on, brother. That scares it. He gets where it don't want to come to preachers, you know. But Lord understands. I've never healed anything or anybody. I beg for mercy like you do. That's what we have to do. I'm just not able to heal. I'm not a healer. Didn't we enjoy Brother David tonight? I kind of wish he'd went on and preached. I mean, always makes me nervous to try to preach. I'm going to say this. I just closed meeting up the country, and a little girl about 3 years old kept asking me to sing the crazy song. And I said, what is she talking about, the crazy song? And she had remembered, she's little, she remembered me being up there a long while back, preaching by the roadside. And it's an old song I heard, and you've heard it years ago. I was in Dayton, Ohio, 25 years ago, when I first heard the song, and the Lord just kind of made a picture of my life. That's where I started, preaching by the roadside. You know, it's not the ability to sing notes. However, I just came from a church. If they can't sing the words, they sang the notes. I don't sing with them. I just hum. They know music, man. I mean the bird's eyes and all. They know where to rest. I don't. I just say right on past the stop signs. But they know music. And I think that's great that people can have that knowledge and know music. I'm just fixing to say something to you. The premium is on the spirit. An old white-headed preacher man in Oklahoma walked out of the prayer room, preached for 56 years. One day, 80-year-old, he said, Brother Moore, remember when you go, when I was young. He said, the premium is on the spirit. Bible said, and the power of the Lord was present to heal. You can have the power of God and the Spirit of God. You've got all you need. Amen. You've got all you need at the church house. You can have the power of God and the Spirit of God. Amen. I was holding a meeting up there in the snow, 8-inch snow and a 5-inch snow fell a couple of days apart. And as a bunch of people come, we couldn't have seemed like a very spiritual meeting that night some way or another. We were doing everything we could, but it seemed like you just can't trick the Lord. I mean, you got to get where he wants you. You got to be where he wants you. You got to do what he says. You just can't trick the Lord. You call the best quartet you got, best singers you got. Try your best to put it over. Just don't do nothing but go under if he's not in it. Amen. That's right. I was doing my best. I didn't get nowhere, Brother Graff. I wasn't getting nowhere. There's an old man wasn't asked to sing. Stood up way back in that audience. He wasn't asked to sing. But he started. King Jesus was walking through the land. On his way he got weary. With his disciples, the gospel band stopped at the well of Samaria. Ooh, you could feel it from there to here. I said, sing it, brother. Sing it. Made me want to sing that old song that Ernest Martin wrote. Sing it, angels, sing it. Till our lips divide that frame, let the bells ring out the anthem that a soul is born again. That old man just kept singing. On the well, the Lord sat down. His disciples went and left him. A woman from Samaria town, a drink he did request of her. No man loves me like Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. No man loves me like Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Longer he sung, more spiritual music. I can feel it. I can feel it. You know, there's so much goofy stuff between people. The next verse just sets it all right. Why do you ask a drink of me with an evasive feeling? You know by law the Samaritans and Jews have no dealings. If you had asked a drink of me, regardless of your nation, the waters I would have given you are the waters of salvation. It don't make no difference what country you're from, how poor you are, how much you've got, how little you've got. He broke down the middle wall of partition between everyone in the human family, the blacks and the whites and whatever, and opened the door. You can be a deacon in his church if you ain't 3 foot high. Amen. I met a little man who was 3 foot high. I mean, you can be a deacon in a church if you're 9 feet tall. Amen. You can be a deacon in a church if you're real fat or you're real skinny. Just got to come up to his Bible. You can be a deacon in his church. Amen. Doors open. I was preaching by the roadside under a tree. People passing along making fun of me. Saying he is crazy, soon he will meet his fate. Now we have our churches in every state. Somewhere in glory you'll find me. You'll find me, yes, you'll find me. Somewhere in glory you'll find me. Singing and a-shouting through eternity. Folks, they won't own me and say that they are through with the folks that I clocked a hole in their stew. Someday in glory we'll shout and shine, leaving them a-weeping and praying behind. Somewhere in glory you'll find me. You'll find me, yes, you'll find me. Somewhere in glory you'll find me, singing and a-shouting to eternity. While I'm resting under the sod, my home is waiting at the right hand of God. Angels are holding a robe and a crown. Gabriel is waiting to trumpet the sound. Somewhere in glory you'll find me. You'll find me, yes, you'll find me. Somewhere in glory you'll find me, singing and a-shouting to eternity. That's praising right here. Lord, we do thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great God, we thank you right here. God bless you. Well, if it wasn't out of order, I'd just run. Hallelujah. Where's that brother at that had that bad back? Where you at? Feeling better? I didn't ask you that so I could put it in the paper and say it happened in our meeting. Ain't why I ask you that. No, sir. I didn't ask you that. Why don't y'all get angry at me now? You may have a little preacher you think the sun rises and sets on. It's going to set on him, all right. It's going to set on him. We're here to glorify one name. And that's all. That's all. I'd like for folk to remember me when I'm gone. And every time they do, I wish they could put Jesus right out in front of that and say just one reason why we're remembering. And that's because the Lord brought him out. That's all I'm interested in. Hallelujah. Just have them strange feelings, and I have a feeling the Lord really wants to help somebody tonight. I mean, he wants to get in on your case. No, I ain't tired. I could run again. I'm just trying to decide whether to run or stand still. I'm trying to figure out what to do here. Leonard, he's been good to us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to preach on just a little simple thought tonight. It's just as simple as it can be. And you'll understand it. There won't be no trouble understanding it. It's easy understood. And if anybody can't understand it, raise your hand. I want to preach on, do you mean it? You don't understand that, you as foggy as I am. You can't understand that. But I went in a bank a while back. And young ladies there in Norman, Oklahoma, at the NBC Bank. Preacher can't be checked out, don't need to be checked in. Can you hear me? Amen. Now, if you can't call NBC down there, the Newcastle Bank of Newcastle, and find a good record on me, I ain't got no business up here preaching. That's right. I really ain't got no business up here preaching. We had one preacher in Oklahoma thought the Lord forgive him of all his debts when he got saved. He didn't pay them. Well, the folks didn't forgive him. The banker didn't forgive him. The grocery merchant didn't forgive him. Ain't nobody forgive him. All they wanted was greenback. He didn't do what he said, Brad. Supposed to go pay, and if you can't, get yourself up there and explain to them why you can't, and you'll pay a little on it. Most men are reasonable with that, and they'll work with you on it, but you've got to be honest. Right, amen. Amen. Drove in the bank. I got so tired of it. Isaiah 29 is what I'm going to read for a minute here. But I got so tired of it, and it's up here. They must have wrote a book and put that in it and sent it everywhere and said, from now on, all you people that work for institutions of any kind must say this. Because they just about all say it. And that's where I got my thought, do you mean? He said, have a good day. And I got so sick of that till one day I said, ain't no way today. Ain't no way I can have a good day today. It's just already ruined. I'm just going to have to live with it like it is. But I wanted to say, what else did they tell you to say? Brother Moore, you'll be an offense to folks. Well, stay here. I didn't care if I'm saying it, but it's like that sign they had on the window said, thank you, come back. I wanted to tear it off, but I didn't. It was their sign in their window. But I know the fellow that put that on, that'd been gone a long time. And it did not necessarily mean that anybody in there meant that. You ever buy this thing on the back of the receipt and said, we appreciate your business? They didn't act like it did it. Now, God bless you. No, I'm not judging the whole human family. But I have been in, like Elvis was when he bought that Cadillac in one place. He did. He went in and looked at the fellow had him for sale and just looked at him, well, what are you doing in here? I went in an agency a while back, tried to buy a new car, and there's five salesmen in there. And there's any big conference over here, probably about the Bears or the Lions or what they had bet on the Blues or something. And there's in a big conference. And I walked around and around the showroom floor and around the cars and never could get nobody to say boo. So I walked up to what I figured was the boss, and he was. He was the manager of the whole thing. And I said, do you work here? Well, yes, I do. Do you sell these cars and vehicles here? Yes. Could we help you? No. I said, I don't guess you could. I just wanted to know if you worked here. We appreciate your business. Well, you prove that's get out time. About the time to get out of the car, you say, welcome. Come on in and have a cup of coffee. Sit down and warm up a while. You don't buy things. Smile at us when you go by. Boy, that kind of fellow gets some business, you know it. Sell some stuff. Well, I'm not trying to sell anything, but I want to talk to you a while about do you mean it? Now, I don't come here and reprove people. You've got good people. There's great folks and all kinds of church folks here tonight. And sinners. But I don't talk about do you mean it. That fellow in Texas thought he did. Prayed in the altar every night, in the altar every night in the tent meeting. He said, when I was overseas, Brother Moore, I promised God everything but the doorknob. If you take me back home, back to Texas, the country I was raised in, let me walk again the streets of my hometown. Let me go back and shake the hands of my friends. Let me live in peace and get out of this bloody war. I'll worship you. I'll go to your house. I'll do what I say I'll do. And he said, I didn't do it, Brother Moore. He prayed and shed tears every night in that meeting. He never found the Lord. I tried to encourage him to find God. He said, I can't. His spirit has left me. Do you mean it? Do you mean it? 29th chapter, book of Isaiah, and the 13th verse. Wherefore the Lord said, he does talk. He does say something. For as much as this people draw near to me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precepts of men. I want to talk to you a little while tonight on do you mean it. They draw near with their mouth. Yeah. Amen. You never did have anybody in this country like this, did you? I was over Frog Level in a revival. That's way down yonder in Arkansas. And this little boy come to altar. He looked up and down to be sure he had everybody's attention. Oh, God, he said, I'm here till daylight. If you don't do something for me. I said, you won't be here 15 minutes. No, didn't say it loud enough for him to hear it. But I said, you won't be here 15 minutes. All you're doing is blowing your horn. You don't mean that. Now, I don't sound too much full of reproof tonight, but seem like all I could do all day long was roll this do you mean it. I love you. I like, you know, a man tells his wife, that'll cut wood and carry water for her. Amen. We got some fellows in Oklahoma's ugly as a mud fence, got beautiful girls down there. And I said, how in the world did they ever get a wife that pretty as ugly as they are? They meant what they said. Oh, if we could mean it tonight. If you could mean it tonight. In Psalm, the 78th chapter and the 38th verse, the Bible said to us, the 31st verse, 78:31, the wrath of God came upon them and slew the fattest of them and smote down the chosen men of Israel. For all this they sin still and believe not his wondrous work. Therefore their days did he consume in vanity, and the years in trouble. When he slew them, then they sought him. And they returned, inquired early after God. And they remembered that God was their rock, and the high God their redeemer. Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouth, but they lied unto him with their tongue. For their heart was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. And he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity, and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away, and did not stir up all his wrath. They flattered him with their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongue. Talking about, do you mean it? I'll go anywhere in the world, Lord, if you want me to go. If you'll spare me, I've been around children. I'll bring my wife and children to church. Where in the world are they at? If you get me up off of this sick bed, I'll not only go to church, I'll tell it. I'll witness to what you have done. I'll talk of your wondrous works in the house of God. You know, I have a friend down south that had a radio program, and another preacher had one. And he'd come to this friend of mine and said, I just love your radio program. And he said, I love yours too. And when he left, the Lord said, you know you don't love his radio program. You never have loved his radio program. And why did you tell him you love his radio program? Don't the Lord tighten up? You think I tighten up? You ought to have heard Jesus preaching. Lord said, I want you to go tell him that you don't enjoy his radio program. Ooh, when you open your mouth, sometime the Lord will make you take that back. And he had to go tell that other brother. He said, brother, I didn't tell you the truth. Said, you said you like mine. I just said it because you said that, but I don't like yours. They flattered him with their mouth. Amen. And they lied unto him with the tongue. I can tell that I'm going to have complete and entire attention the whole service here tonight. You afraid? I'm not mean, but do you mean it? Do you mean what you say? You know what? If you want to get God to help you, you've got to get down to business with him. Folks have just played church and promised God everything and didn't do what they told the Lord until he don't like it. You got to mean business with God. Amen? People want God to help them when they get in a jam. We got them down home. They've been in jam after jam after jam. And it's right to seek God when you get in a jam. But I'm going to tell you what, in between jams, you need to straighten out and mean what you said to God. And then God will help you. Here in the book of Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter and the 31st verse, and they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they set before thee as my people, and to hear thy words, but they will not do them, for with their mouth they shew much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. Amen. Remind me of what a brother told me, seen a picture of a woman in a bikini. Been off on a vacation where didn't nobody know her, and didn't want him to see that picture of her in the bikini, because where she lives, she's supposed to be about half Pentecostal. Amen. I love you, Lord God. You know that I love you with all of my heart. I love you, do you? It's just as simple as it can be. Just try and take a little text here tonight and run a little survey and check some spiritual pulses and see if you mean it. If you mean it, you can get somewhere. Amen. I held a meeting and I told the church, I said, I wouldn't give you a handful of full of peanuts just to be here because I'm here at church. You ought to love God, not come to church because you love God. I'm talking about saints now. And you know what? That woman had done told the pastor she wouldn't be there if it wasn't for me. If you love the Lord and you mean it, you be at church whether I'm here or not. You be at church when it's cold and when it's raining and when the wind's blowing. Amen? And she went to the pastor and said, you told him, you know you told him. No, said, I didn't tell him nothing. Said, you know he did. No, said, I didn't tell him nothing. And that's what maybe somebody's thinking here before I quit tonight, that somebody told me something. And she said, I'd just soon hear a black man preach I had him. Now she's turned against me. Next night I got up to sing, and Spirit come on. I went and sang some little old song. I don't know what it was. Maybe even if anybody asks you who I am, who I am, who I am. If anybody asks you who I am, tell them I'm a child of God. Way down yonder in the belly of the whale, God heard old Jonas cry. Said, loose him, man, let him go, that he may prophesy. If anybody asks you, about the middle of that, she screamed. Run for the altar. Said she wasn't coming back, but she did. Run to the altar and prayed through. And got up and told the whole thing. Well, I just went over and shook hands with her. I said, you heaven bound without a doubt. She said that my face lit up like an angel's. Can you feature that? And that scared her. I'm going to talk about, do you mean it tonight? I stood by hospital bed and prayed for people that promised God some things. But they didn't get to church. They didn't do what they told God they'd do. They said some things, but they didn't keep them. If you're here and you're a sinner tonight, have you promised God something you didn't keep? A sinner said in my audience one night, Brother Grat Horton, in the back of the house, a man with a wife and children. Spirit touched me, and I said, you didn't do what you told the Lord you'd do when you was in the hospital, did you? He just looked. I said, you didn't do what you told God you'd do if he'd help you out of that. He's saved now. He's been saved for years and years. He's been. They come as thy people, and they set before thee as my people, and they will hear thy words, but they will not do them. He's not telling me. Have mercy on me now. I wish I could have preached on. Are you back at me, Mike, or are you going to sleep? Well, quit acting so sleepy then. Glory to God. You know what? I was holding the man a meeting, and he was going with a used car dealer's wife, and I preached a week for him, and he said a week or 10 days is long enough to hold anybody a meeting. Had him treed. I know they had him treed. Had a fine wife. He was going with a woman, had 3 children, and you know what he done? Left that wife and run off with that old gal, and she wrote a letter back to her children and said, Mama wants to meet you in heaven. Well, I thought, I wonder what heaven she's talking about, hillbilly heaven or hog heaven. There ain't no way in the world she's going to meet them children in God's heaven. Ain't no use you trying to make Brother more thankful, think things in this country just like this my country, and folks need to get right and mean business with God. Get down to the rock and pray through good. God will help you. Do you mean it? They hear your word, but they won't do them. With their mouth, they shew much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. Thou art unto them is a very lovely song, and one that hath a pleasant voice. Had you noticed the shift in our day we're in? Oh, if you can just get a beautiful quartet, they must look like they jumped out of a bandbox. Either hair in an afro or smeared down, either style's in order now. You can have as long hair as a woman. Just have it smeared down, grat, and just shines even more. Have it your way up there, you see. And that's what we've got to have now to have a revival. And I must admit, they can sing. Some of them sang good as Jim did over there in Arkansas before he passed away. He's a great man, a good man. But he could sing soprano, alto, and bass alto if he didn't have nobody to help him. I do not walk alone, and I am not afraid when troubles are gathering around. I'm not dismayed. He could sing all four of them. He didn't have nobody to help him. He sang all of them himself. You sound like a lovely song. They love to hear you sing. They like the singing, but they don't serve God. They don't mean what they say. They say they love God, but the works don't prove it. Good band of saints like you got here tonight from these various churches, live for God, got a born again experience. You tell God and you mean it. You tell God and you keep it. You hear God's word and you obey it. You're going to rock somebody. You're going to get a hold of somebody. We've got to have folks that means it. We need a revival. I'll be there every night if you'll start. Where are they at? Grats ain't been here yet. You can count on me. We had fellas like that in Oklahoma. We know they wouldn't be there when we got ready to go on the hunt. And I took a few of them to the woods I won't send back home. Poor sissies, you praise God, hallelujah. It's too cold. We know it's cold when we went. Snow was 3 foot deep. Do you mean it? I'll give $100. You better give it pretty quick. It's been 10 years since you said that, and you ain't give a dime of it yet. A lot of folks would like to make a show. I pledge $100 on the camp meeting. Well, bless my heart, we've had 7 or 8 since you pledged that. You shouted never one of them. Give the 100. Make folks know you mean what you say. And that art as a lovely song and hath a pleasant voice. Don't he sound good? Don't he sing good? Don't he look beautiful? Isn't that wonderful? Well, come on. Let's get down to business with God. You may be here and say, well, I've tried to get saved and God won't save me. I don't believe that. See, I don't teach that. That ain't what I'm sent to preach. I'm sent to preach God will save to the uttermost. He'll save them that come to Christ. He'll save them that come through Christ to God. Ever able to save. The only one that can save. Save the wickedest man that ever breathed. He saved the chief of sinners. You've got to get down to the bedrock. Got to get down to it. Preaching on, do you mean? They can play well on an instrument, for they hear thy words, but they do not do them. Who does he think he is? I hope y'all stay with me, because this is just kind of a one-man deal here. I don't want nobody to feel like they even have to back me, because I may say something that'll just shake things up. I preached a meeting in Subiaco, Arkansas. The Spirit come on while I was preaching. And I looked at a man. I said, God's going to have to apologize to you in a little bit. You said God told you to leave your wife. And you said God said go back to her. And then you said God said leave her again. And then you said God said go back to her. You said God said that. After the meeting, I didn't know he was there. His daughter come to me and said, you're talking to my daddy. I said, your daddy? Sure enough, he is here. Yeah. Said he left mama. Said the Holy Ghost said leave her. Run off and let her make it the best you could. Then come shouting back in a few months. And he said the Holy Ghost said leave her again. And he left her. And then left her and she struggled on. Holy Ghost said come back. Did you know what I'm going to tell y'all something? You ain't fooling nobody. We got some folks right around this country right here. It feel kind of like the Lord led them to go with that boyfriend and are praying now about whether they ought to quit him or not. Praying? Great God, you hadn't ought to pray about killing a rattlesnake. A fella called me one day and he said, I've got a young man staying in my house, Brother Moore, and him and my wife goes in the bedroom and they won't come out for an hour and a half, won't let me in. And what do you want me to do about it, buddy? Well, I just wonder if you'd give me a word of advice. What would you do if you had a rattlesnake in the house? Break the door down and throw him out the window, open or not. Get a little backbone. Our holiness church, blessed of God, called out of the wilderness, wickedest outfits that ever walked, washed from their sins, quit all that meanness. You come creeping around and flipping around and flirting around and make us think you of God if you're doing sin and evil. You don't mean what you say when you say you love God better than anything else if you're taking on a girlfriend beside your wife. You taking on a boyfriend beside your husband. On preach on, do you mean it tonight? Oh, help us, Lord. Have mercy. Great God, help us. Wonder why we cut short? Wonder why we can't get nowhere with God? Praying for an old mother dying. Prayed for about 5 days, and I just kicking myself. Why in the world can't you get some help for her? Where are you at, LD? You must not be where God wants you. You get some help for this woman. Hurting like she's hurting. In the shape she's in. Sent her brother one end to the bed, said, you fix that crooked deal before you die. Sis, don't you die and not fix that. You get that fixed before you die, sis. Well, we ain't spooks, brother Philip. We're not mean men. But look, we can't fool God. Do any man of God, if you'll help me, I'll do so and so. God will give my heart to you. Lord, I'll do my best for you. When are you going to start that? You said that over and over again. You ain't going to get nowhere till you mean business. Amen. I'm going to talk to you now. It's on me. I'm going to get rid of this, and I ain't going to preach this no more. And I know this be a lonely road tonight. But look, you got to get right here. You looked at a man laying at altar with you. Hallelujah. I never ask you to fly me in the airplane, honey. Nowhere I ask you for no money, but I'm with you tonight. You hear me? We can get close, and God will help us if we just humble our soul and do our best in our heart to mean business. God is merciful. He's ever. But look, there ain't very many folks means business. You got to mean business with God. Whew. A lot of folks feel like as long as they got it hid from the preacher, they're safe. Amen? You'd be surprised that the pastors knows what's going on. Folks don't know they know it, Ralph. You know it, don't you? Sure you know it. She had a bad, crooked deal and was dying. About to go into eternity and letting us pray our lungs out. What you need to do is say, hold it, hold it. Everybody stop praying till I tell this. And then we could have got somewhere if she'd have fixed that. But she's going to let us pray ourselves in the grave nearly and never make a move. Ooh, I never thought about getting this tight here tonight. We'd have known some boys that's made deacons in our church is going to be what they are. Wouldn't no more mean what they said nothing. We'd have never nominated them or put them in. We'd have known some of our preachers is going to pull a trick save pull. We'd have never asked them to preach the camp meeting. Glory to God. Woo! You can get saved. You can do right. You can tell God you'll do it and mean it. Or you can flip around and fool around like the majority of America's doing and be nothing but a hypocrite. Got into our government so until they're reevaluating these poor fixed income people's pieces of property $1,000 and $1,000 higher than it's worth, and they know it and they can't sell it and raise the taxes on them and raise their own salaries right in the big high place, and the poor folks go into the lower place. Dishonesty and corruption is spreading in our nation, and we need some folks that means business with God that'll tell God the truth and do it. Theme of the day is do your own thing. Amen. Now regard the Bible. Holiest preacher preach a little holiness to you. Tell you you got to straighten out. You got to get right. Well, who is he? Who is he? Woman talked to a preacher friend of mine about her marriage. He said, well, I'll tell you what the Bible said. I know what it said. She didn't want what the Bible said. She wanted her own way. We want our own will. We don't want to do what we told the Lord we'd do when the baby was sick. I had a deacon in the church years ago. There's some mighty good deacons in the world. Yes, sir. And I had a good one. Here's a little girl about the size of David's little girl. Got bad sick. Lay sick for days and couldn't eat. We went out on the farm where they lived and prayed and prayed and prayed and sought the Lord. And we didn't get nowhere. And we went to prayer again. I heard Daddy on the other side of the bed say, I'll do better than I've done. God, I'll do better than I've done. I'm going to start getting up every time they give me a chance down at church talking about your goodness to me. I'm going to do more for him. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to witness to people. He went to tell him, God, what he's doing. God knowed him in it. Heal that child. Heal that child that quick. That child raised up. No sooner had Daddy got that said, Ruthie raised up and said, get me something to eat. I'm hungry. Hadn't eaten for 3 or 4 days. Eat. Got out of bed. Got healed with the power of God. He meant it. Do you mean it? Got to tell a few folks it means it tonight. We're looking at Matthew, the 9th chapter, the 8th chapter, and the 19th verse. Certain scribes came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Jesus saith unto him, the foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. If you want to, come on. There's room for you. We'll rake up a pile of leaves on the side of the Mount of Olives for a pillar tonight, and we'll sleep out there in the moonlight. Ain't got nowhere. Ain't got a home, not a place I can walk in and call my own. But if you want to follow this, you're welcome to come. It just looks like to me a building this good and the accommodations like they are. And just think of it. You don't even have to use a funeral home fan in here. That's all we had when I was a young preacher started. We didn't have a window unit. We didn't have an oscillating fan. All we had was them funeral home fans. That's all we had. When a preacher got through preaching, his socks are just as wet as his shirt. And he was soaking wet all over. With all the modern convenience we have, it's still hard to get people down to business and mean what they say. You like to come? Well, the fox has got a hole to run in. The birds of air have nests. Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. If you want to, come on. Easier talked about than it is done, isn't it? Easier talked about than it is done. The 15th chapter of the book of Matthew, I beg your pardon, yes, the 15th chapter of the book of Matthew, and the 8th verse. I want to read something to you here. Are you listening? I hear a voice talking to him. I don't need to repeat that. But look, there's a lot of folks' opinion that the gospel is a way different than what the Bible teaches. They're going to put one by the Lord. Others might have did this and not got away with it, but I'm going to pull this so I can get by. You know, I had a church one time, and they put me in as pastor, and I got up to pastor that church, and you know what? They took an offering. Somebody said, that ain't enough to pay the bills. And I said, did I hear you? When I got up, did I hear you right? I won't pastor church that can't pay its bills. I will not walk the streets of this town and have people point their finger and say, there's a pastor church won't pay its bills. We make up the rest now that we need to pay those bills right now because I can't stay if we don't. And they did. And you know what I done? Are you the secretary of this church, honey? Well, don't feel embarrassed, Ken, because I just happened to be looking at you when I started telling you. I turned to the secretary and said, how much money do we have left in the treasury? Nothing. Did you ever hear of a treasury breaking out 0, 0, 0, 0, 0? Ought to have 17 cents or 21 cents or $1.02 or something. I said, we don't have nothing. 0, 0, 0, 0. Do you mean we can't do good business in God's church? You mean we can't be honest in God's church? Do you mean it'll tear the church up if we tighten down and say you can't be a liar about money and run God's business? I'm talking to y'all right now. You know what he finally had to do? Get God so tight? Got like in the old time meetings when the power of God fall and the Holy Ghost give interpretation and folks hit the altar confessing things they'd done they hadn't ought to done. Woo! You check Charles Finney. Charles Finney preached the heart against sin. It got them all so scared till they didn't know what in the world and they prayed to die and go to hell with their boots on. And they prayed through and got right. And that's what God wants people to do. He confessed that he stole money out of the church treasury time and again. What do we do? I said, hit the altar. That's what he done. What do? We forgive him the debt.
Well, God's church is a merciful church. It's not the judgment. We're trying to get ready before we go there. We forgave him, put him out of office. Should never have been put in. He was tempted with money. He was like that fella our pastor that would count the offering and go outside with it every night. Every night he counted the offering, he put it in his pocket and went outside and then come back and announced it. It was just exactly like our suspicion he is stealing out of it. Whatever you do, Brother Moore, don't say anything to upset the equilibrium of the human family. I want to go to hell, think of me, all right. Bless my heart. We got to get right to be right. You've got to live right to be right. You've got to mean it. Have mercy. Tell them I said it. Put in. That old boy kept pulling them shenanigans. Whole deacon board resigned on me. Whole deacon board quit because he kenned all of them. Want to tighten up on that? Ha ha! What happened, church, Brother Moore? Come out of the molly grubs. Sunday school went up, thank God. I got a fella take the offering, count it in front of the people, and set it on the piano. One old mother one night said, we've got more people than we've had. The church is supporting better than it ever was. And Brother Moore's getting more money than anybody's been here. Said, I don't understand it. He wasn't counting right. Do you mean it? This is my tithes. You live on $10 a week? What are you calling that tithes for? Huh? You live on $10 a week, you give a dollar a week to church, you just get $10 a week? If you don't give but a dollar, just give a dollar. But don't let that Ananias Sapphira spirit get a hold of you and fool folks and make folks think something you ain't. Mean what you say. I'd rather you'd say I ain't going to give but a dollar and that's all I'm giving. We can understand that. Don't tell me you're paying tithes and making $400 a week and giving $10. You're trying to fool us. You're trying to get an office on us. Hallelujah. I just feel like you're living pretty good, son. You wouldn't be up there cutting up like you are. But you know what's folks act just like you acting that don't mean it. I feel like you mean it. God love you, sister. You ever sang that song? Well, it don't mean a thing if your heart's not right, and will no gladness bring if you're not in the light. You can sing and testify and be lost when you die. Well, it don't mean a thing if your heart's not right. Do you mean it? Come here. Somebody asked you, you got your homework? Could you say, yes, I got it? You mean it, don't you? Some children don't mean that, son. Say, get your homework. Yes, I've got it. And you get the homework. They're just trying to put it by. They figure maybe they'll get it somewhere sometime. Right. But they ain't got it yet. We got to mean business, son. Right. Don't be afraid to look a man in the eye and mean business with men that love honest, hardworking boys like them kind of boys. Mean what they say. Phew, thank you. Boy, I love a man says, I'm going to do something, and he does it. You can count on that. You can count on me in the service of the Lord. You can, for the lead songs on. You can count on me for the superintendent of Sunday school on. You can count on me. I'll be there. Don't make a difference. You never call on me. You can count on me. I didn't come expecting you to look after me. No, how. You can count on me. Do you mean it? I ain't got it in for nobody. Do you know it? Ain't got it in for a living soul. Matthew 15:8. This people draw nigh unto me with their mouth. I go have some luck kiss everybody come through the gate. He's the sloppiest outfit I ever seen. 40 years he grabbed every fella come through the gate and kissed him. All he's trying to do is destroy him. Yeah. Winter and summer, summer and winter, hot and cold. He is faithful like the devil. He is right there. With the mouth, they show much love and honor me with their lips, but the heart's far from me. I've heard some prayers like you wouldn't hardly believe. I can't even keep up with them. I mean, folks that know how to pray,
But it didn't mean a thing. It was just words. Words, words, words. Do you mean it tonight? You really want God? Would you like to die saved? Go to eternity right with God? You've got to mean it. You've got to mean it. I'd like to get you saved tonight if you're a sinner. But you ain't going to get saved, and the church ain't going to be blessed if we don't mean business with God. Amen. You got to mean it. I tell you, sinners know this. Most of them know this. But I'm going to tell you what, church. We got to get down to it a little better. Down to brass tacks a little more. Get down to consecration a little more now. Amen. Amen. Got to get down to consecration just a little more now. You ought not to go try to copycat the world now. Act like the world. Look like the world. Woman come to my church a while back. I said, God love you. Who in the world are you? We're happy to have you with us. Oh, she said, I've been coming here for years, Brother Moore.
She'd had real gray hair. She dyed as black as a crow and didn't know who in the world she was. I wasn't trying to be smart or embarrass her. Not tonight. But I wanted to make her welcome. I said, we're glad to have you. She said, oh, I've come here for years. I knew who in the world she was. Did you know since I've been here, I spotted three or four in your choir? I said, I ain't never met them people before, but I've known them for years. Yeah, you know, but there's such a change in them, I didn't know what in the world. See, it looked like they're on a spiritual reduction program. Oh, help us, Lord. You got the mean business, boy. This people draw nigh to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips. Their heart is far from me. You ever read Matthew 7:21? Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. Listen, sinner friend, you yourself can say, Lord, Lord, I believe in the Lord. Help us, Lord, help us, Lord. Listen, anyone, you're going to fall out with God if you ain't careful saying, well, I said, help me, Lord, and he didn't help me. You got to get closer than that. You got to mean it more than that. You got to make a trip down before the Lord and repent of your sins. Cry out to God for mercy and show him you mean business, and God will help you. Do you mean it tonight? Do you mean it? I'll do anything you want me to do, Lord. I'll go anywhere you want me to go. I've got boys at home that wanted a job. We prayed God give them a job. They departed from the house of God. I mean, they didn't have work. They couldn't get work. There wasn't no work. We prayed God give them work. They got a job out of the ordinary the way they got it, and then they just flew the coop. Told God if he'd give them a job, they'd just come to church, be faithful, bring your wife and children to church. We having to haul folks down there to church, haul wives and haul children while Dad's out frolicking around, and he promised God everything in the world. Now, if he'd give him a job, he'd be faithful. He didn't mean it. Now, what's going to be the outcome of that? They're going to get in trouble. And you're here tonight, if you don't mean business with God, you're headed for trouble. Oh, I know. If you come back tomorrow night, I might be preaching something different. But not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. Jesus even said, there's going to be a bunch when he comes. Lord, we cast out devils in your name. Yes, done many wonderful works in your name. Somebody said, can the devil do it? It's been a big discussion for years about whether he can do enough to deceive you if you don't live close to God. I'll tell you that. He can do enough to deceive you if you don't live close to God. And he will. He'll deceive the very elect if he can, but he can't. I mean, he'd do it if he could. But he can make enough to make you think he's powerful, all right. I mean, and they said, he said, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Huh? Somebody said, you know that fellow got to be a man of God, or he couldn't do those things. If that boy comes through here with that plastic eye, you can say, LD said it. If he comes through here with that plastic eye, seeing out of that collar in his head like God gave him that sight just before I come to Sepulp, Oklahoma, go right up where he lived. Furthermore, you can get in trouble. That's all I've known for 45 years. But you don't drink liquor.
and you don't run with other women, and you don't rent motels and after service go meet women there and drink that night and be a man of God. You hang your hat on that. Hang your hat on that.
Do you mean it?
Fella come to our town. Had Roy, Governor Roy J. Turner, his mother come to the meeting, prayed for her. The old lady said him healed by the power of God, splashed it on the front of the paper the next day. Governor Roy J. Turner's mother healed in the preacher's meeting. I have preacher friends that walked in his yard in Gulfport, Mississippi, and counted them gambling chicken pens behind roosters he gambled money on and fought. They counted them. They're my friends that counted them. Left his wife and slipped into that town, preached that meeting, and got that press for the Assembly of God Church's daughter wrapped up in him, called to the Rolls of Oklahoma, and going to marry her. And that friend of that press becomes, said, you better get that preacher loose from your girl. He's got a living wife right across the line in Arkansas. And he said he ain't. And he filed a slander suit against this brother, and that brother went to Arkansas and got that woman to sign an affidavit. She had been married to him, brought her back, and left town overnight.
Brother Moore, you hadn't ought to tell them things. Well, now, I wouldn't if I wasn't preaching on what I am. Do you mean it? Believe I'll get in the ministry. We don't need nobody else to minister unless God called them into it. I believe it'd be a good profession. You're not like that fellow in Oklahoma, are you? Said, what are you going to do? Time getting hard. Say, I'll go back to preaching like I did in depression, I reckon.
Mike, are you guilty of anything? You're just sitting there so quiet. Do you mean it? Now, this ain't going to make some of you happy, and I know that. But I'm here and you're there, and we're here facing God, and we'll have to go to His judgment. And I'm going to tell you, you better get your act straightened up. Better mean business with God tonight. I'm not the judge. I'm not saying this to you to keep you away from these altars. I want to meet you here. Amen? Well, I've been there when we cast devils out of folks as mean as a rattlesnake. But you've got to make a move toward God. You've got to mean business with God. I don't know how I can't get an answer. Is it because you don't mean it? Is it because you don't mean it? Luke 22. I'm going to come to a close here, and I want to meet you in this altar. I want you to mean business tonight. Amen. Amen. You don't just go to the altar to make folks think you're all right, do you? I mean, you don't just go to the altar to outdo anyone else, do you? I mean, you don't just pray till everybody else gets up so they'll know that you're spiritual, do you? You really mean it, don't you? That's what you've got to do. You've got to mean it. Luke 22:31. The Bible said, I beg your pardon, that's not what I want. That's not what I want. This people draws nigh to me with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. Now, you may not be in that crowd tonight. You may not be in that group tonight. But somebody right here, where Brother Moore's at, needs to come to this altar and pray to God and say, God, I'm going to quit doing like I've been doing. I'm going to mean business. I'm not going to do like that church Brother Moore knows about in Oklahoma that wears earbobs and necklaces and makeup and has their hair cut. But when they go to that other holiness church across yonder, they put their hair up, they take their earbobs and necklaces off and leave the makeup off, and their hair is put up in such a way till you can't tell it's been cut. I know that's happening. And I know the pastor tells them to do that. You ladies now take your earbobs off, take your necklaces off, leave the makeup off, put your hair up where it looks like it ain't been cut, because we're going over here to kind of a holiness bunch. Amen. Do you mean it? Do you mean it? You're just what you are, children, and that's all you'll be at God's judgment. We have some precious good people here tonight. I'm by no means de-Christianizing anyone here, but my message tonight, and if it wasn't from the Lord, that's Brother Moore. I'll have to face that, but you'll have to face what I've said tonight. Do you mean it? I love you. Do you? God, I'll do anything for you. Will you? You can count on me in your service, can you? Amen. Do you mean it? Huh? Fellow come to me and said,
Father Moore, would you get Betty to go back to me? Rabbit, I said, you can't beat your wife and expect her to live with you. I didn't know he'd been beating her. He said, I promised I wouldn't whip her no more. I didn't know he'd ever whipped her the first time. But the Lord did. And I said, you can't. I went to her. I said, Rabbit wants to go back to you. Manager of a grocery store. She said, I'll never go back to him, Brother Moore. Don't say it yet. Don't you marry again. They'd better have you meet somebody and you'll be get married again. I said, don't. We're on that. She did. They did go back. They did go back. They did go back. God blessed him, the lovely little girl. Listen, children, mean business with God. While we stand tonight, is there anybody? You're a sinner. You're a backslider. You say, Brother Moore, I've been fooling around. I haven't meant business with the Lord. I haven't done like I should have done. I've not done the thing that I told God I'd do. I want to come down at y'all tonight. I want to pray about that. I want to seek the Lord about that and see if God won't help me while every head's bowed right now. Dear kind Father, help us. There are souls here that need your help. There are sinners probably in this building, and they need to be saved. There's backsliders need to come back. There's people, Lord, I know that's not done what they told you they'd do. Have mercy on them and help them get out of the business here, and I want to help them while I'm here. I ask you to bless. I want to ask something I don't hardly ever ask in a meeting. And in such a service as this tonight, it might not be a very effective, but I want to ask you something. How many here? I want your heads bowed, if you will. You'll raise your hand and say, Brother Moore, I'm guilty. I'm not going to personate you. Anybody looking at you, and I want you to pray for me. I've not meant business like I need to with God. I've not meant business with God. Are you man enough, woman enough? Raise your hand up and say, remember me in prayer, Brother Moore. There's one. God love you. It's an honest person. Here's another. Brother Moore ain't done it. I ain't been down to business with God. I've just talked and went on, but I ain't done what I told God I'd do. Would you raise your hand? Is it just one lady in this whole congregation? That lady put her hand up because she knows she needs more of God, and she's not done what she told the Lord to do. How about you tonight? Does this put you on the spot? Brother Moore, I want your prayers. I've not done like I ought to have done. I've not meant business with God like I need to mean. Would you raise your hand? There's another man. There's two more. Is there anybody else? Brother Moore, I need prayer. I've not done what I told the Lord I'd do. I've not got down to it like I need to. I ain't meant business like I ought to with the Lord. Would you raise your hand? How many more? On the right over here. How many out here? There's got to be others here. You know that you need this message tonight. God help Brother Moore. You know you need to get on up there closer. Would you raise your hand? God love you. Thank you. God bless you, young man. God bless you, lady. All right, there's another. God love you. These people are trying to be honest to the Lord. God wants to help you. But look, folks, we ain't no way in the world to fool God. We got to move up. America's got to move up. Our churches have got to move up. While we have a song, our pianist, whatever you want to do.